you want me to talk about Bruno Walter. It seems to me it is almost, I have to recall, the part of Elsa in Lohengrin when she says on the end of the first act, there are no words to praise you. That is really something which I would like to say. It's very difficult to express my feelings for Bruno Walter. He has been a very great friend of mine and my greatest teacher in my whole career. There have been other excellent and wonderful conductors with whom I have sung and from whom I have learned a lot. But Bruno Walter came into my life, I think, in a rather important moment. I was already a very well-known singer. I sang all over Europe already. But I had never had the privilege to sing with him. And when I started to sing with him, when I rehearsed with him, I saw what has been really missing in my life. He gave me an entirely new approach. It was not that he told me how to act on a stage. Because, you see, he was not only a conductor, he was also a stage director at the same time. With him, one just didn't need a stage director at all. But he talked with me about my parts, about the psychological background of the parts. He made very clear why, for instance, a person, a fairy person like Elsa von Brabant, had to ask the question which she was forbidden to ask. It was not that she was rather stupid, which I always had said. Before I worked with Bruno Walter, I always said I hate to sing Elsa because she is so stupid. Why does she ask? But he made it clear to me that out of her desire to be worthy of Lohengrin, that she asked this question. And it's not only that, it was with every role I sang with him. I sang with him for the first time, I think it was 1924, and I found a contract on my desk for the Covent Garden Opera to sing the Marschallin. Now, I had never sung the Marschallin. I had sung first as a young beginner, the Sophie, and later the young dashing Cavalier of the Rose, Octavian. And I knew the Marschallin vaguely, always singing as Octavian with her. But it was in the contract. I had to do the Marschallin, or the contract wouldn't have been valid. And then I saw Bruno Walter conducting, nor I absolutely blindly signed. It was very little time for me to learn the Marschallin. Now you see, the Marschallin is a role. One cannot storm into it. One has to be very careful. One has to find one's way. One has to understand this woman who is between the ages. It's much easier to play an old woman or a woman who is not young and not old. And when I came to London, I told Bruno Walter that I have never sung it. I don't think that he was very delighted by this confession. But he worked with me and he opened all the doors for me which had been closed up till then. And that I didn't was a failure among these marvelous colleagues is really something, which I have only to thank him for. Richard Meyer sang The Unforgettable. He sang Baron Ox and Delia Reinhardt, very charming, very enchanting. Octavian Elisabeth Schumann. Sophie, I have not to tell you more. She was really the Sophie of the times. And from this time on, a wonderful friendship with him and with his late wife developed. He invited me to come to Berlin. At that time, he conducted at the Charlottenburger Opera. And I sang with him many roles there. Later on, in the Staatsoper. And always singing with him was something which took one out of everyday life. He made everything fresh and new. I have to tell you one thing which is very, it shows very much how he worked and how he talked with those who sang with him and were his students, as I always have felt I'm his student. He was in a performance of Lohengrin once. I think it was in London. I sang Elsa. He came, he wanted to hear a tenor or something. And the next day, I was invited with him together to a party, and he sat beside me. And he didn't say a word. And I was a little taken aback, and I said to him, "Was I so bad that you cannot say a word to me?" He said, "I saw something in you on this evening which I never want to see again. I saw routine. You were not Elsa. You were Lotte Lehmann, who sang and acted Elsa." Bruno Walter was naturally exacting, but he was the same as Toscanini, who was so very exacting that all the singers trembled, and the same with Bruno Walter. But Bruno Walter also gave me freedom, because I was never a terribly correct singer, you see. I was always very swept away by emotion. And if one does that, then one cannot be so very exact. And I said once to him, "Bruno, it is really disturbs me that I am inexact so often. And am I unmusical? What's the matter?" He said, "Oh, no, you have a lot of temperament. And you give so much in an emotional sense that it doesn't matter so much. And if your vocal production would be absolutely faultless, I think something which is very valuable in your whole personality as an artist would perhaps not be there." But, you know, Bruno Walter was then in later life, when I lived here already and he in Beverly Hills, when I didn't know anything, when something not only musical, but also as a person, when it disturbed me, when it made me afraid of something, I called him. I said once to him, "You are my encyclopedia. If I don't know something, I call Bruno." And I called, and he always gave me the answer. He never was impatient. When I wrote to him, "It is not necessary that you write to me, but I have to tell you this." He wrote back a letter, and saying, "I understand," and so he was the most wonderful friend a person can have. He had, you know, he had tremendous sense of humor. Not many people knew that, because he always gave the impression of very, very somber. But he, oh God, I have laughed with Bruno Walter so much. There is another person, Elisabeth Schumann. With these two people, I have laughed so much as with nobody else. Walter was very many-sided. I have sung, for instance, with him a wonderful performance of Eugene Onegin. And there I can tell you a little story about. I had a concert tour in America. And, you know, in this time, I went from one premiere to another. It was on the height of my career, so to speak. And I had thought I would learn in America, during this tour, the part of Tatiana, which naturally was rather silly, it was impossible. So on the way back in the boat, I had to learn it. But the boat, I could only rehearse for myself shortly after lunchtime, when the waiters there were very noisy. They didn't let me have the piano. And if I would have gone, for instance, to the smoking room or so, then people would have come, and I didn't want that. So shortly after luncheon always, the door was locked, and then I didn't really sing. I tipped with one finger my part and learned it. But when I arrived in Vienna, there was already the first stage rehearsal. And I came in, I said, "Jana, I learned it now on the boat," and he almost fainted. But I really had learned it quite well, and it went beautifully. He belonged to another era, as I also did. And, you know, when I was some years ago in Bayreuth and I saw this new approach, I was very confused when I came home. I called immediately Bruno Walter and said to him, Bruno, I have the feeling that what I do with my students is not right, because I do what we have done. But they do it now differently. The singers are like a kind of belonging to the orchestra. They were like an instrument. They stand around there. They don't act. It's all against all my artistic principles what they do. And I was terribly upset. I said, I better stop teaching. And he gave me back all my confidence again. He said to me, this is only a phase which will pass. Opera is living drama, and only to bring alive is right, bring the people alive. And I said, yes, but that's, I understand. But now, and let's say I have taught a student exactly as I think it is right. Now the student goes out in the world and comes to a very modern stage, and they say, it's all wrong what you do. He said, that doesn't matter, because you are the one who keep up the tradition. And if somebody goes out of this tradition, then that is absolutely his own business and his own fault. Yes. Meister Singer also, you know, always before the quintet, I was very nervous. It's so very difficult. It's so terribly exposed, the whole beginning of the quintet. And he gave me absolutely the poise for it. He said, Zach says the youngest girl here will now make a speech. So what you do when you go over, he takes your hand and he guides you over to the center of the stage. During this time, you think as Eva. You don't think as Lotte Lehmann, oh my God, now I have to sing the quintet, how will it be? Can I sing it? No, you think, I have to make a speech. It is rather embarrassing. I have never done anything so formal. But why? Why should I be afraid? I am with friends. Here is Sachs, whom I adore. And there is Walter Stolzing. And I am so happy. And then the quintet is there. And you see, that was the way he talked. That was the way he taught me. That was the way he taught me teaching. And my gratitude to him, for him, will be eternal.